to Future.
Well, this is indeed where to get the latest updates on the happenings in the country as we have big conversations right here on Radio Miraya. And so right now we have a conversation that we're bringing to you regarding the World No Tobacco Day. Now, it's marked every 31st of May, and this happened on Saturday. The day marks an annual reminder informing the public on the dangers of using tobacco, as well as the dangers of business practices of tobacco companies. Additionally, the World Health Organization seeks to inform people on what they can do to reclaim their right to health through healthy practices. And so as we want to reflect on that and this program, today we have Dr. Thomas Takoakim from the World Health Organization. He's the field coordinator and is joining us now to speak more on this particular topic. Dr. Thomas, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much, presenter and listeners. I'm here on behalf of WHO, but will be joined by the ministry to take you through the event, commemoration of that event, the 31st of May, which is the World No Tobacco Day, under the theme of Unmasking the Appeal. Thank you.
Yes. And so under this specific theme, which is Unmasking the Appeal, Bright Products, Dark Appeal, the World Health Organization says tobacco is packaged with appealing flavors but hidden dangers, which is a shameless manipulation of our children and whoever it is that partakes of these products. And this is all done for industry profit. Tell us a little bit more about this concern from the organization.
Thank you so much again. We have the facts that about 8 million people die annually from tobacco or tobacco-related diseases. And the prevalence of tobacco in Africa is about 14%, in America 23%. And when we look at the Eastern Mediterranean region, for example, it's 31%. Although it shows that the rate of smoking or the prevalence of smoking is low, the numbers of people dying are high, and about 1.2 million people die from secondhand smoke, which means they are not directly smoking the cigarette or tobacco products, but they're exposed to the smoke which comes out of products, either being in the same room with smokers or being next to a person in a closed environment, and then also passively sharing into the smoke. WHO advocates for a package, what is called the Empower Package, which has got six measures which we hope governments will adopt so that it cuts down the smoking. Talking on the issue of prevention, of course, the tobacco companies have got designs and logos on cigarettes and on their packages. But the issue here is there is the youth appeal to bright and appealing designs and cartoons, which are a danger because, like, when cigarette and cigarette products are publicized either through the media or through the internet, we have other means of media like the WhatsApp, Facebook. These designs, of course, appeal to the youth. We are focusing on the youth, 15 to, say, 20 years of age, as early as 13 in secondary school and other places, who, you know, when you look at a cigarette packet and it has got very nice colors and it's appealing, you think the content is really
it's good.
That good.
Yes.
And you really need to have it.
And
so that's the problem.
And I've seen adverts as well. You have these cool looking people who come smoking and, you know, they in the video, they're wearing nice things. They look cool.
Yeah.
And youth are attracted to cool things.
Exactly.
And yes, what can you say about, is there a way to regulate these people? And most times this product is not consumable for anyone above 18. It's hidden. It's not in your face.
No,
it's like a line on the side or at the back of the package.
Exactly.
How can these companies be regulated?
Yeah, of course, like parents usually try to prevent their children smoking. Of course, they don't like their kids to smoke. The companies, although they are not banned, part of the policies, there are some policies which can be advocated to regulate the companies so that they kind of don't do much so much. For the adults and the older groups, of course, they have been exposed. They have very good knowledge on these things, so it is easy for them to avoid them. But for the youth, because they are exposed, and then these are new things and it is appealing, it is a danger on them. That's why there's the need for the advocacy to have a policy to either ban the products. Some countries have done that. If not ban the products, regulate other additives in the tobacco products. Of course, we have other things, what they call like, there are tobacco products like the cigarettes. There are people who chew tobacco. We have other things like shisha. And the danger is in the flavors. You know, tobacco itself is bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But companies put in flavors. These kind of flavors are appealing. They remove that pungent smell. And like for kids, it looks great. There's also the issue of the e-cigarettes, which contains nicotine, but it is not directly with the smoke. And then this is something which people also go and use, not necessarily in Africa, but in other countries. So these are all causes of danger. The appeal is we appeal for change in policy and then also regulation of the companies in such a way that they minimize the use of these images, which are tantalizing or very much attractive to the youth, so that it minimizes the danger. Of course, if policies are there, of course we advocate for policy one, ban tobacco smoking, two, regulate the smoking of tobacco in areas which are controlled spaces. Thirdly, have policies on monitoring and regulation of flavors. Or flavors, additives. Actually, there are additives which are added to tobacco. At least these measures, once they are done, at least it will help keep the kids away from this danger. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we're also pleased to be joined by Georgia Yugu, who is a social behavior change officer for the Ministry of Health. You're most welcome to Radio Miraya this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and moving on with our conversation here, we would love to hear now, you know, there seems to be a concern for young people, particularly that smoking is attractively marketed to them, focusing on South Sudan. So you know this better. How big is this problem?
Thank you so much for staying to be part of this conversation this morning at Miraya. Really, as my colleague has put it, we are celebrating the World Tobacco Day, which is 2 days ago.
Mm.
And then actually the Ministry of Health working hard, and then the issue of the tobacco become one of the serious concerns at the SSA health concern, because the young one from the age of 13 to 15, and this is adolescents people, you know, people initiate themselves in doing that. This is a bad practice that affect their health. And then this issue is one of the concerns because of the long term that it will take in the body, nicotine. When they started practice these things at an earlier age, you know, it will take gradually until reach to the extent of after some years to come, you see, you will start to come to develop some other sign and symptom, other diseases in the body because of the earlier initiation of the youth and towards the practice of tobacco or maybe let me say a cigarette in another way, mm-hmm. earlier age.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and now you've interacted with young people. You're a social behavior change. That means social change behavior specialist. That means you directly engage with these young people. What are your observations? What have you heard from them as regards tobacco use? What are their sentiments around the topic?
One of the my observations are through my works with this youth and the young the adolescents in general, one of their concerns because, you know, they are others being initiated because they see the elderly ones, the elderly people are using these things like for the what? For the pleasure. They want to show themselves that I'm becoming a man. I'm now a man. I want to use this. I want to know exactly. People are saying this because others saying that because of the stress. Mm-hmm. Of the stress. Mm-hmm. And because also, you know, this stupid age. That when someone's reaching to this X and this H, you know, you have a different behaviors. You want to do anything. You feel like everything that even though is harmful, but you want to test. So the concerns here, we need, we have seen that there is, you know, this a young age, we need to involve them in some other activities that will keep them busy. Mm-hmm. If they are busy, I'm telling you, few of them to practice this. But if they're just reluctant, like during the time of holidays, and then they are just there in the area moving around here and there. They will see this is part of the practice. This is also one of the things that to push their time. They want to push their time because of nothing they have been doing. So that's why they initiate themselves. And also they want to show themselves that I become a man. I'm not just a child. I'm not longer a child, but I'm a man.
Yes, thank you very much. Dr. Thomas, let's now go back to the basics. Clearly, we do not want tobacco in the society. But as we speak now, there's a lot of young people who are listening in. What is that we're exactly concerned about tobacco use? You could remind the listener of the risks associated with tobacco use.
Mainly, one of the uses of tobacco is through cigarette smoking. The other use is like having raw tobacco being chewed, put in the mouth, and the content, which is nicotine, mm-hmm. nicotine,
yes.
can also go through the body. Mm-hmm. And then you also have what you call shisha. Yeah, shisha, whereby you have the product put somewhere, it goes through a process and you inhale the air. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The danger is in the nicotine. Nicotine predisposes you to having lung cancer in the long term. You may be smoking today at 15, 16 years, but when you reach like 40 or plus, you may be having signs and symptoms of cancer, especially cancer of the lung. It has been established that more than 20 types of cancer have resulted from the use of nicotine. So you see how great the danger is. Mm-hmm. It's good for the youth. I advocate that the youth should keep healthy, do exercise, have a good diet, eat good food, avoid cigarette and alcohol. Because, you know, like cigarette and alcohol go together. And these two, when combined, it exposes you to more dangers in the body. You could be having, in the end, a chronic obstructive lung disease. Which can affect your breathing and your ability to do other activities. You could have heart diseases, ischemic heart diseases, which can expose you to heart disease, heart failure. You can have a stroke. And in the end, it may be a bad death, of course, will be at the end of this. So like when you look at the dangers, they say prevention is better than cure. When we were kids, I remember we used to hide somewhere, and then because it was appealing, the cigarette during that time was, they call it sportsman. Mm-hmm. And also there are also menthol, which are flavored cigarettes. For us, that was like great. Like we bought a packet, we were like four kids, we divided each, mm-hmm. and then we tried. But like for me, because of the smoke, I just disregarded it. But when I went home, I was hiding it in my pockets because my mother used to wash my clothes. And then I would take it, put it under my pillow when my mother is doing the washing so that she doesn't get it. because once she gets it, I'll be beaten, but it happens one day.
Yeah.
It's a way of deterring me from the cigarette. Of course, the dangers are real, and these are realities. We should shun this bright, appealing cigarette and tobacco kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the cancer of the mouth and the intestinal tract, because once you put the tobacco, I've seen one person who used to use tobacco in the past, one of an elderly relatives, and she died of cancer in Khartoum. Mm-hmm. When she had stopped more than 20 years using
this
that
one
product.
Of the mouth.
Yeah, the one put just under in the it's so it's so terrible when you see the cases of people suffering from cancer related to tobacco. Once you see that, you'll go home and stop smoking at once.
I'd
but
like
for us,
you, before we let you go because of time,
yeah.
I'd like you to touch briefly on addiction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nicotine, just like other products in tea, you know, tea contains other products which are appealing, you know. The nicotine, it energizes the mind so that, like, when you smoke a cigarette, you feel that, like, you're happy and you're excited because it stimulates part of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And nicotine is the product which is dangerous. And sometimes what people do is, to make it favorable, the companies put additives. The additives are other components like menthol, which has got a sweet kind of smell and flavor. Under that is the nicotine.
The actual nicotine.
The actual nicotine. Mm. That's why we say it is masking the nicotine. The menthol or the additive masks the nicotine, which is the real danger.
Okay.
So by avoiding the nicotine cigarette, you're avoiding the nicotine, the products. And actually, these products and new products should be banned or regulated. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And from the government, I mean, what messages are there to wind up this conversation? What messages are there to ensure, an end to tobacco smoking, particularly in the country, since it's said to be very dangerous?
Yeah, thank you. One of the messages that the government is working on, we need to have really clear rules and regulations that are protecting our people from the uses of this cigarette and the other thing. Also, the companies, like especially we need to have like the lots of National Bureau of Standard to work together with the to ensure that all the type of the cigarettes that we enter into country to be monitored and to be really to be examined. Because as Dr. Thomas said, that there are some other things that we put, because you feel the smell that you see like something that is good, but inside there is a nicotine down, which is really affecting our people, and then this is the generation of tomorrow. And then the other thing also, we need the government to come up with the programs that really advocate for the youth. To pass this information, to share with them. We have something like the conversation with the youth that will tell them about the side effect, mm-hmm. and the side effect of tobacco, because as we said earlier, that you will use it from now, but some years to come, you will be a victim.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, George. Thank you so much, Thomas, for joining us this morning on the Mirror Breakfast. Inshallah, we'll have you some more times again.
All right, that's good. We're happy to join you again.